يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام.
You're listening to Middle East Analysis, a podcast series from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. We're joined by Dr. Harry Hagopian, a consultant on the Middle East to the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Today, we're talking about a sad event that occurred over the Christmas period on the 31st of December, a suicide bombing attack, Harry, that saw some 23 people killed outside a church in Alexandria. Can you give us a bit of context to that attack, please?
Yes, it was awful, James. Imagine on the 31st of December, just as you're welcoming a new year in, you have an attack in a car parked outside a church in Alexandria in Egypt, and so many deaths, so many casualties. The church is the Church of Al-Quddisayn, which translated means the Church of the Two Saints. And the two saints we're talking about are Saints Peter and Mark. And the church in Alexandria is in the Sidi Bishr district, which is a middle-class neighborhood in Alexandria. Of course, it took everybody by surprise, and the death and the chaos and the mayhem that ensued was horrendous. Many of your listeners will have seen photos on the television, and of course the consequences of this attack in Egypt, and it's not the first attack, will linger on with us for some while yet.
Was the purpose to destabilize the area? What would you say that the reason for this attack was?
Well, there have always been tensions. I mean, this is a nasty attack, but it's not the first attack. There have always been clashes, tensions, friction between the Copts and the Egyptian authorities on the one hand, as well as some Muslims within the more radical wing of Islam in Egypt. And those tensions have now and then flared into demonstrations, into attacking each other verbally and sometimes physically. And this one was a pretty nasty example of what could happen when humanity loses touch with itself, and when people either use religion for nefarious, negative reasons, or in order to threaten, overwhelm another people. And the Copts, who are roughly about 10 million in Egypt, so we're talking roughly 10% of the population, and that's a huge community, the largest Christian community in the Middle East, as it were, they have had those problems. And this one also highlighted the fact that those tensions have always been there, tensions that are brought on by discrimination, tensions that are brought on by a lack of the fundamental freedoms that we in the West take for granted. And if we are deprived of them, we protest. In the certain parts of the Middle East, you are deprived of your fundamental freedoms, freedom of worship being one of them, but you cannot necessarily protest.
What do you think this will do with regard to interreligious dialogue, particularly between Copts and Muslims?
Well, the good thing about Egypt is that the Coptic Pope, the supreme leader of the Coptic Orthodox Church, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, has maintained good relations with the authorities in Egypt, and particularly with the Sheikh al-Azhar, who is the foremost Muslim Sunni authority in the country. So in that sense, there is dialogue already going on at a high level. However, attacks like this and the tensions that have been ongoing for 10, 15 years at the very least demonstrate to me that having those photo opportunities and the discussions at that high level does not necessarily percolate to the population, to the grassroots, to the ordinary people. And what is needed is, first of all, to intensify the dialogue, to show to the people, to the ordinary citizens of Egypt, be they Christian or Muslim, that you can be a Christian, you can be a Muslim, and you're still a citizen of Egypt. And this is something that has not happened yet. If you talk to the Christians of Egypt, you will realize, James, about the whole range of discriminations that they face. I'll give you an example. Any Muslim official authority can build a mosque in Egypt without any necessity to go and apply and get all sorts of permissions. You cannot build a church in Egypt. You cannot even repair a church without going through so many bureaucratic loopholes before you are allowed to do it. This is only one of many examples where the Christians, who are overwhelmingly Copts, feel in the country. So if anything, what needs to be done is first, as a result, as a consequence of this very unfortunate, very sad attack, one is to intensify the dialogue so that what happens at the top actually trickles down to the bottom. Secondly, to try and remove some of the discrimination against the Christians in Egypt. And that discrimination could be removed if the government were to be more proactive about it. Now, if they are more proactive, if the discrimination is removed, if the dialogue is intensified, then those radical terrorist elements within the country, whomever they are, will feel more isolated and therefore will have more of a problem manifesting themselves in those terrorist attacks, such as the one at the Al-Quddisain Church.
And finally, Harry, this isn't, sadly, the only attack we've seen in the Middle East in recent months. We obviously saw that terrible attack in Baghdad. Now, some people might think, well, it's Iraq, it's more dangerous, I'm not so surprised it happened there. But I am more surprised that this happened in Alexandria, the second biggest city in Egypt.
You are absolutely right. I mean, I've heard many commentators saying that you might, unfortunately, risk witnessing such an attack on a church in Iraq, because in Iraq the rule of law is not established, whereas in Egypt, a country with a proper functioning infrastructure, with the authorities so-called in control of the country, this is the surprising bit. But if you look at the wider picture of the Middle East now, I think as the synod of the Catholic churches of the region discussed only a couple of months ago in Rome with the Holy Father, as many, many Catholic bishops and priests have said, this anti-Christian phenomenon, and I'm using my words advisedly, is something that is beginning to worry the whole region. We're talking about Egypt and Iraq, but we're also talking about the Christians, and there was a large Christian community in Lebanon. We're talking about the Christians in Israel and Palestine, in Jordan, Syria. We have to make sure that this does not become more endemic, and therefore a serious effort needs to be made in order to contain this violence and to intensify the dialogue between Muslims and Christians, be they Orthodox, be they Catholic, or be they of the Reformed churches, because otherwise the Christians will be facing more perilous conditions, will emigrate more. We will then decry that emigration and lament it and say that the Middle East is being emptied of its Christian witness and presence. But then again, would you blame somebody who's trying to keep his life and the life of his family safe? So it is a serious moment. And I think, I hope at least, I pray that the authorities in Egypt and across the region will listen to what is being said and what is happening and take the appropriate action to provide security to all the citizens of that part of the world, be they Muslim or Christian.
Dr. Harry Hagopian, thanks very much.
Pleasure, James.